if you heard the top of the hour news, you heard Larry Craig's new excuse for why he's not bailing on the Senate. He has to wait for this appeal process to play out. They might vindicate him. Larry, just say you don't want to leave because you don't want to leave. Don't make it sound like you're still waiting on something and you still might leave, but you need justice to be served here. Larry's plight reminds me of a Vatican official suspended after being caught on hidden camera making advances to a young man. He said yesterday in an interview, he's not gay. He was only pretending to be gay as part of his investigative work. What we have here is the adult version of the line we used as kids, which was, I was just testing you. Monsignor Tommaso Stenanco told an Italian daily, the reason he frequented online gay chat rooms and met with gay men was because he was pretending to be gay in order to gather information about those who, quote, damage the image of the church with homosexual activity, unquote. He personally is not gay. Larry Craig isn't gay. He was... Won't it just be a whole lot better in the future when it's okay to be gay? These guys jump through so many hoops and bend over backwards and forwards trying to avoid a tag they can't live with when that tag so clearly applies. And why? Because as many strides as gays have made in this world, there's still such a long way to go. It still messes with too many careers, certainly political careers, certainly careers in the clergy. Entertainers are pretty safe, I believe, right now. I think in 2007, you're pretty safe as a gay entertainer. Now, the Plumbers Union, they haven't weighed in with their take, but I think we can guess. I think there are certain careers where it just still has to be kept under wraps, and it's a shame because then when there is this obvious evidence, you get this twisting and turning and parsing and fabricating and obfuscating. And yeah, I'm undercover for the Pope. I have a wide stance. Come on. What year is it going to be when you finally say, oh, what was the deal there? Oh, I'm gay. Oh, okay. Senator Larry Craig has harsh words for presidential hopeful Mitt Romney in an upcoming NBC News interview. Excerpts of the interview conducted by NBC's Matt Lauer with Larry Craig and his wife will air tomorrow night. I'm sorry, the excerpts are out now. The interview will air tomorrow night. The excerpts indicate that Craig is pretty upset with Mitt Romney, who he said not only threw him under the bus, but backed up over him again. Craig admits in the interview he never did tell his wife about the whole thing until it was made public. He went weeks keeping it a secret. But his vitriol is saved for Mitt Romney. He says, I was proud of my association with Mitt. I worked hard for Mitt. I was co-chair of his campaign on Capitol Hill. And he not only throws me under the campaign bus, he backs up and runs me over again. Then he goes forward, and doggone it, if the wheels don't crush me a third time. What the hell, Mitt? Then he sent his dog under the bus. What was that about? And when the dog didn't emerge with a limb, he threw a couple grenades under there, sacrificing the entire bus with me under it. And when I escaped with only minor injuries, he chased me down himself, wielding an airplane propeller or something large, and a bunch of DDTs. What? I don't know. It was the oddest combination for doing someone in I've ever seen. He still found late night under my windowsill with a ball-peen hammer and a blowtorch or something. Yeah, that's Mitt. We can see him, my wife and I. What worries me is my wife finds him exciting. She's starting to encourage his advances. I say, what about me, honey? She says, what do you mean? Aren't you gay? I say, no, I'm not. I was testing the Minneapolis Police Department.